music to suit any mood, like your favorite scores and soundtracks on our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, Donald Trump says he doesn't intend to clear the air with Elon Musk in a phone call. The pair traded blows on social media overnight after the billionaire criticised the president's economic policies. Earlier, Mr. Trump told White House reporters the Tesla owner had gone crazy.
They're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I think, Mr. Secretary, that hasn't changed at all right from the beginning. But I know that it disturbed him.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have carried out a massive attack on targets in Ukraine in response to what it calls terrorist acts against Moscow. President Zelensky has described the assault as a barrage of strikes across the country. Reform UK says finishing third in the Hamilton by-election gives them massive momentum for next year's Holyrood elections. Labour's Davy Russell won by 600 votes, with the SNP in second and Reform not far behind. The party's deputy leader, Richard Tice, says they still have more work to do, but it was a positive set of results.
What I was really excited hearing today was voters who voted in this constituency who've never voted before. And there might be someone, you know, in their sort of 30s or 40s, and they voted for Reform, and I think that's a great thing.
Sir Keir Starmer says constituents in Hamilton have voted for change. In a good day for the Brits in Paris, Joe Salisbury and Neil Skupski are through to the men's doubles final at the French Tennis Open. Alfie Hewitt is in the wheelchair final, and Hannah Klugman has reached the juniors final, the first British player to do so since 1976. Finally, members of Birmingham's street cleaning crew have been praised after they managed to capture a stray bull. Council workers are now trying to trace the animal's owner. And no, it wasn't in the city's Bullring Centre. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed up 27 points at 88.38. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.19. And the weather, rain moving in from the west tonight with a low of 5. That will continue in England and Wales tomorrow. It's going to be very heavy and accompanied by hail and thunder, showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
With the music to see you into the weekend, it's Margarita Taylor here on Classic FM with all the right notes, most definitely in the right order. Next, from Grieg.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Milos Karadalic and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Segan, for the first movement of Rodrigo's Fantasia para un gentil hombre. And before that sublime first movement from Grieg's Piano Concerto, Stephen Hough with a performance, the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Lytton. Now we head to Wiltshire, where I understand there's a big household of Classic FM fans listening. This is Sue's house, and it's a very busy household this afternoon, as son James has just arrived alongside his son, Elliot, Sue's grandson, and Sue's daughter-in-law, Anna, getting in touch to say, looking forward to heading to Wiltshire later to join the rest of the family, all big Classic FM fans, and the music very much making the start of the weekend just perfect. So Sue, James, Elliot and Anna, we'll play this next piece for you on Classic FM from Franz Schubert, his Symphony No. 6. The Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Holliger, for the Little C Major Symphony from Franz Schubert, his Symphony No. 6, playing in the second movement, and playing that especially for Sue, for James, for Elliot, and for Anna, very much loving Classic FM starting their weekend. Well, there's some great company on the way for you this weekend, and you're always welcome to get in touch day or night on the text, which is 61812, or the WhatsApp, I'll give you that number in a moment. Starting your Saturday, Tim Leuro in for the Classic FM breakfast show, then Ali Jones with you from 10, Zeb Soane's looking after things tomorrow afternoon for Xander from 1 o'clock. And I'll have Alan Titchmarsh with you from 4. And then Sunday, of course, Joanna Gosling, Stephen Mangan joining the fray. You can message 61812 for the text. The WhatsApp is 03-457-49-1812. That's 03-457-49-1812. And I know the team love to hear from you any time of day or night. We're hearing from Tim next, the latest on the traffic and travel. Let's get you home for the weekend. And then I have the most beautiful concerto in D minor for two violins, the music of Bach, on the way.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so... Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO, do energy differently. Beyond customers only, smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Classic FM travel.
There are severe delays in Surrey on the M25 anti-clockwise. A van has caught fire after junction 6 at Godstone. In Essex, there are queues on the M11 southbound. A car's broken down at junction 9 for Saffron Walden. There are long delays in the West Midlands. The A46 Coventry Eastern Bypass eastbound is blocked between Tolbar End and TGI Island. That's because of an accident. There are queues in Staffordshire on the M6 southbound because of an accident and a separate breakdown after junction 10A, the M54. And in Cheshire, there are queues on the M56 eastbound. There's been an accident between junction 15, the M53, and junction 14 for Chester services.
Classic FM.
Hugh Daniell, Cecilia Bernardini and the Dunedin Consort, with John Butt conducting for the finale of Bach's Concerto in D minor for two violins. Now coming up, we'll hear from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, that much-loved first movement on the way. But first, before that excitement, a moment of calm.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Glazunov's Serenade No. 2, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jon Danny Butt. This is Classic FM and one of the most iconic symphonies in history next. It's the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
with Edward Elgar's Chanson de Matin. We heard the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. And before the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim conducting for Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and that opening first movement. Now, thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £208 million. Imagine what you could do with that. Once you bought everyone around at the pub, I imagined, maybe sponsor a ballet company or an opera house to perform one of your favourite works. Best of luck if you're taking part in tonight's draw. Now on Classic FM, from Liszt, A Sigh. A sigh from Liszt, Marc-André Amelin with Liszt's Un Sospiro. Now, on the way after six, the aria from the Goldberg Variations to come. That's after Tim brings us the headlines, including reflections on today's 81st anniversary of D-Day.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
I'm Tim Leoro. I love waking up with you every weekend morning, and I can promise you loads of fantastic music to get the day going. Musical sunshine, relaxing favourites, movie music, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Yep, it's all here, along with that wonderful weekend feeling.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mornflake. 350 years of great British porridge.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with five-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers, here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in, kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up, I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour.
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO, do energy differently. Beyond customers only, smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. Free hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the White House says Donald Trump has no plans to talk to Elon Musk after their very public fallout. They had a big row on social media overnight and were expected to have a call today to clear the air, but that's not happening. John Doman is a reporter in Washington. He's told us he wouldn't be surprised if they did make up soon.
You know, for now, the president doesn't seem interested in taking his call. You know, when it comes time to projecting strength, that's what matters to him. He doesn't want to look weak. Elon Musk will probably have to come moving back a little bit to try to make amends.
A second man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after a 16-year-old from Yemen was killed in a hit-and-run in Sheffield on Wednesday. His family say he'd only recently arrived in the UK for a better future. Sir Keir Starmer says we must never forget the sacrifices made on D-Day as commemorations take place to mark the 81st anniversary of the Normandy landings, the biggest ever seaborne invasion eventually led to the end of the Second World War. As NATO leaders meet to discuss defence funding, the Defence Secretary John Healey told veterans their bravery highlights the need for allies to work together.
Through the sacrifices made on these shores, we learned the true strength of alliances. The strength of our warfighters standing together, as they continue to do on operations today. Personnel from Manchester, from Marseille, from Minnesota.
NatWest says its mobile banking app is back up and running after customers were unable to log in. The bank says it's fixed the problem and has apologised.